It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
Everything drives you crazy. I love that as soon as we start, like we're not even beginning, and you're just like, oh, it drives me crazy. Because you know we have to talk about a celebrity thing. But listen, I'm doing you a favor. We're not doing anything Kardashian or Kanye West right now.
Thank God. What? Did they explode?
No, there's plenty I could say about both of them, but I'm not going to. This show is going to be Kim and Kanye free, even though I just said their names several times. So not completely Kimye free, but all right, let's talk about Nicki Minaj, because what's going on with her right now is really confusing. So I'm going to lay it out for you, and then you help me figure out where the truth lies, because this is all a very confusing story. All right, so here's how it started. It started with Nicki Minaj getting invited to the Met Gala. Now, last year, there were 600 people invited to the Met Gala. Because of COVID and they're distancing the tables, there was only 450 invited. Still a lot of people, but, you know, a lot less.
What is the Met Gala? Explain what that is. I've seen it. I've seen photos of it. Is it a fashion show? I don't know what it is.
Okay, good. I'm glad you asked. We should definitely cover that. The Met Gala is an event that's hosted by Vogue magazine every single year. It's usually in, I want to say like May or something, but it was in September this time around because of COVID. So last year it was canceled because of COVID. The way the schedule worked out, it's at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. So that's why it's called the Met Gala, because it takes place at the Metropolitan Museum of Art right in the heart of New York City, hosted by Anna Wintour and Vogue. And the reason why it's a big deal in the world of fashion, it usually follows a fashion week, spring fashion week, now fall fashion week. It's because it's a fashion event, because it's Vogue. And every year there's a theme. And that's why you see all the crazy costumes and the weird outfits. It's because they're living up to the theme. And part of the Met Gala is, yeah, as wacky as you can possibly be, you know, some really wackadoodle outfits and some iconic fashion moments happen there. Things that you maybe would see on a red carpet, but not a regular red carpet. You know what I mean?
Like, so maybe is it really that horrible dress year? Is that the thing this year?
You would think it was that every year. No, this year the theme was like history of America or American dream or something with the word American in it. I can't remember what, but it was something like the history of America. Usually it's stuff like, you know, machines meet women or something weird. It's always something wacky, so that you get a lot of people wearing a lot of like really, really odd, over the top outfits. It's a chance for designers to just go all out and just design something really crazy for J-Lo or something really crazy for Sarah Jessica Parker or Rihanna. So this year was a big deal only because the youngest co-chair in the history of the Met Gala is Billie Eilish. So she was a co-chair. It was her. It was that poet, Amanda Gorman, that beautiful young, very young girl from, I think, Harvard, who read that poem, that beautiful poem.
But she's not known for fashion, though. That confuses me.
No, it's not about fashion. I mean, the event is about fashion, but people are invited who are important in the moment.
Got it.
Okay. So it was, like last year, Rihanna's like a co-chair every year because she's an icon. But then alongside Rihanna is always like kind of a weird mix of people. So this year it was Suni Lee, who is a Olympic gold winning gymnast. She won the gold medals. It was Timothy Chalamet, the actor. It was Billie Eilish, and it was Amanda Gorman. So those four, very young. And Anna Wintour said, like, they are the future of fashion. They're the future of iconography. So I want them to start being part of the Met Gala now. You know? So anyway, so it's a big event. It's a big deal to get invited. It's $30,000 a ticket and $300,000 per table.
So is it just a big lunch, or is it fashion show? Is it like the Gracie launch that we went to? Is it stuff like that?
It's a dinner.
Okay.
And it's a very who's who, and there's always performances, and it's usually like Broadway performances. Like I think one year the cast of Hamilton performed.
Mm-hmm.
This year I forget who, but it's always like a big event. It's performances up on a stage all night.
Oh, okay.
Basically, yeah. So it's a show, but it's more like it's like the fun part of the Oscars for the celebrities, where they get to hang out afterwards, or more like the Golden Globes, because they're all sitting and eating and drinking and hanging out. So it's an opportunity for them to see each other and for us to see the crazy stuff that they wore.
Got it.
And the weird thing is, so they come onto the red carpet in these wild outfits, and they go up this big, long staircase. It was a white carpet this year, this big, long staircase in these crazy outfits that they have to spend the whole night in.
Mm-hmm. So it's only one night, or is it many
nights? One night.
Okay.
One night. That's it. It's
last
one night. Met Gala. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And Kim Kardashian was dressed like somebody's shadow. She was head to toe black. But when I say head, I mean literally head. She had like this face covering and a ponytail. She looked like Kanye. Because you know how Kanye likes to cover his face and wear those weird full masks, like his entire
like
face is covered. She looked like a ninja.
Nice.
Yes.
Ninja she Kim.
Like she looked like a ninja's shadow.
Hmm. So how did we know it was her?
The body.
Oh.
Because it was skin tight. And that, I mean, you cannot mistake that body.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? Maybe it wasn't her. Maybe it was her body double.
Right, because she just didn't want to go. So she picked something that covered her face. I want to dress like a ninja.
And she dressed like a ninja.
Good.
And the memes were funny because it was a lot of people. She stood next to her sister, next to, I think, Kendall. And a lot of people were like, I thought that was Kendall and her shadow. I didn't realize it was Kendall and Kim. And there's one where Kim has her hands up talking to her like, it's me, I swear. I swear it's me in here.
Psst, me.
So, and there were some really interesting moments. Elliot Page, the actor from Umbrella Academy, wore a tuxedo. A lot of the men wore like very nice tuxedos, but Elliot Page wore something very interesting. He wore a tuxedo, but on the tuxedo was this green flower, very specific type of flower. And people were like, oh, how nice, like a boutonniere.
Mm-hmm.
But it actually was a very interesting symbol. Oscar Wilde, you know, the writer from the 1800s, because it wasn't cool to be LGBT or Q back then, the way people were going to identify each other was these little green flowers. And he had all of his like famous writing friends, when they went out to events and parties, wear that in solidarity for the LGBTQ community. This is like in the 1890s.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a historical impact. And the theme of the night was American history. So Elliot Page wore just a simple black tuxedo, but with a green flower, that exact green flower, as a shout out to Oscar Wilde and the other LGBTQ people from the late 1800s, early 1900s, who could not be out. Anyway, so the Met Gala was last night, and Nicki Minaj goes every year because she's part of the in crowd there.
Mm-hmm.
This year she didn't go, and people didn't really know why she didn't go. She just had a baby, but you know, the husband could stay and take care of the baby. Look, Kim Kardashian has kids. She was there. It was perfectly fine. She found help, you know. So we didn't really know why. So Nicki Minaj tweets, they want you to get vaccinated for the Met. If I get a vaccination, it won't be for the Met. It'll be once I feel I've done enough research. I'm working on that now. In the meantime, my loves, be safe. Wear the mask with two strings that grips your head and face, not the loose one. So it went everywhere that Nicki Minaj was not going to the Met Gala because she didn't want to get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And then people were like, wait a minute, Nicki Minaj is unvaccinated?
And wait a minute, Nicki Minaj does research?
Well, yeah.
She has a control group?
Well, she wasn't holding the research. She wasn't saying that she was conducting the research, although she did have a poll. She has 22 million followers on her Twitter. She did have a Twitter poll where she asked, which vaccine did you get? Pfizer, Moderna, J&J something else. So that she actually refers to that later on in this conversation that we're about to have, where she says, see, I did do research. And she calls that poll her research, by the way. The next tweet. So she gets very upset because now it's everywhere that she didn't go to the Met Gala because she didn't want to get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
So then her next tweet is, and I quote, my cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent. His testicles became swollen. His friend was weeks away from getting married. Now the girl called off the wedding. So just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision and not bullied. Okay. She thought those couple of tweets were just going to sit there. The first thing that happened was thousands of her followers asked Twitter support to take down that tweet mm-hmm. for misinformation. Either take it down or mark it as misinformation. Because,
exactly.
Yes, there's no evidence at all that the vaccine causes you to become impotent or swollen testicles. A doctor who is also an author with over 500,000 followers tweeted at her and said, sorry, this is not a side effect of the vaccine. It's called hydrocephalia. In adults, the two primary causes are injury or STD like chlamydia or gonorrhea.
Mm-hmm.
Probably your cousin's friend was taking one last marriage fling. He picked up an STD and is blaming vaccines. He needs an MD stat. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My favorite part of all this is like a beside the point thing. Then a woman tweeted at this doctor, my husband got chlamydia from wearing a mask on a business trip.
Okay. And I got herpes from a toilet seat.
Right. I love that this woman's husband went on a business trip, clearly is, you know, banging his way around mm-hmm. the office or, you know, whatever country he's in on his business trip, comes back with chlamydia and tells her he got it from wearing his mask.
Mm-hmm. That's what gives you chlamydia.
Right. And she believes it enough that she gets on Twitter, and she has like 20 followers, to tweet at a doctor that has a 500,000 followers
mm-hmm.
that he might be wrong about where you get chlamydia because her husband got it from his mask.
Well, that's as stupid as the Nicki Minaj tweet. That's the same thing. Saying that you got chlamydia from a mask is the same thing of getting big balls from the vaccination.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and then the other thing, the fact that Nicki Minaj tweeted this herself. They want you to get vaccinated for the Met. If I get vaccinated, it won't be for the Met. It'll be once I feel I've done enough research. That's what she said that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the media ran with that. It was everywhere. It was in Page Six and Yahoo News and Entertainment Tonight. Everybody covered it. And then Nicki starts getting mad, saying that they're all liars. They're all lying. They're lying about what they've said. That's not why she didn't go to the Met. She's claiming she didn't go to the Met because she has a young daughter and couldn't get childcare.
And breastfeeds. So.
And breastfeeds. Right. Exactly. But it's like they didn't get that out of the clear blue sky. They got it from the tweet that you tweeted that is still up on your Twitter page. So mm-hmm. I don't understand where your confusion is in this. So. If this isn't bad enough, if this isn't enough of a like Twitter blowing up over Nicki Minaj not being vaccinated, Joy Reid, who has a show on MSNBC, her own show on MSNBC, decides that she too is going to chime in about this whole Nicki Minaj thing. And this escalated it. If it was at like a 4, now it's at like a 12.
Thanks I mean, like, to this. Okay.
I know you can't go higher than 10, but here's what happened.
And people like Nicki Minaj, I have to say this. You have a platform, sister, that is 22 million followers. Okay, I have 2 million followers. You have 22 million followers on Twitter. For you to use your platform to encourage our community to not protect themselves and save their lives, my God, sister, you could do better than that. You got that platform. It's a blessing. It's a blessing that you got that. That people listen to you, and they listen to you more than they listen to me. For you to use your platform to put people in the position of dying from a disease they don't have to die from, oh my God, as a fan, as a hip hop fan, as somebody who was your fan, I'm so sad that you did that.
She's there on her own show, and she happens to be sitting there with two white men. And she's a black woman. And the reason why that's relevant is because Nicki Minaj starts saying that those tweets that I just read to you were a joke. It was a joke. Can't you take a joke? And she went on a whole Twitter rant that is still going. It started right after that show last night. It is still going on 24 hours later. Like, she's still tweeting about this, and people are tweeting at her, and she's tweeting back, and Meghan McCain got involved. She told her to eat shit. And okay, so Nicki goes on Twitter calling Joy Reid an Uncle Tommyanna, like mm-hmm. instead of an Uncle Tom, an Uncle Tommyanna, because the two white guys next to her are nodding their heads in agreement. So Nicki says she was joking. She says she supports vaccine, and she points to that poll that I just told you about that she calls research. Okay. She also said the Met Gala was lying about why she wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
But I just read you her own tweet, like what she tweeted about this. So, and now people are really attacking Nicki Minaj.
As well they should. If I would have tweeted that, they would have put me in Twitter jail.
Yeah.
Because I don't have 22 million followers, they're going to let that one slide. That's not right. You can't put that information out there to that many people and it be wrong. That's why Facebook and Twitter banned Trump. Mm. It's because of the things he put on Twitter. It's the same thing she did. They should ban her.
Well, I don't think they should ban her. It's one tweet.
You put him in jail. I mean, you put them in jail for a few days.
Yeah, in Twitter jail.
In Twitter jail, that you can't say anything. You don't let them keep going. You show them, no, we're watching. And it's 22 million people. It is a big, huge following she has.
Yeah, no, you're right. And that is misinformation for sure.
Yep.
And the fact that it went on and on and on, and it's still going on right now. But Nicki Minaj and all of the Barbs, all of her, you know, fans, her fans of the Barb, the Barbies, they're all saying that she's joking. This whole thing is a big gag, and that she is going to get vaccinated, and that she's encouraging other people to get vaccinated. And she points to this one tweet where it was a fan that wrote to her and said, you know, I got vaccinated. I did it for my family. And it's great because I know people that died of COVID. Now I know I won't die. So Nicki Minaj retweeted that and was like, yes, sister, that, yes, absolutely. Go for it. So she's using that tweet as a, see, I support vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.